Kids who survived the Super Bowl parade shooting in Kansas City are still dealing with the fear and anxiety. KFF Health News Midwest correspondent Bram Sable-Smith has been tracking many of those families and joins us this morning on KMOX. Bram, tell us about some of the stories that you have heard from these young survivors and their parents.
Yeah, you know, we've been following a lot of these families for the 6 months since the shooting, and it became really apparent really quickly to us that the kids were different. They were changed. They were really dealing with this in ways that seemed pretty significant to us. So that ranges from, you know, an 11-year-old boy who was shot in the side named Samuel, who, once he started going back to school, he said, "I get angry and I don't know why. The teachers tell me to sit down and I just get so mad." Or there's a 15-year-old girl who effectively dropped out of school after she was shot through the jaw and in the shoulder, breaking her shoulder. She tried going back to school, but all the attention was overwhelming for her. You know, someone even called her the parade girl. So she stayed home. She tried online classes. That didn't go well. During summer school, she had panic attacks that prevented her from going to school. She is now, I believe just this week, has started attending her sophomore year of high school. And it seems like it's going okay, but she is very much still dealing with it.
Bram, there's nothing more joyous than a beautiful day and your favorite team celebrating the Super Bowl, and you're supposed to be having a great time, and then everything changes in a second. Is it difficult for them to be in a crowd, any crowd?
Oh, absolutely. Crowds, any kind of loud noises. I mean, to your point, this was a joyous occasion, and it meant that many of these people were here with their families, and also they initially mistook the gunshots for fireworks. So the 4th of July became very difficult for a lot of these families to deal with, because the sound of fireworks is reminding them of, you know, being at the parade and this terrible experience that they had. But all sorts of loud noises are triggering to a lot of these kids and many of their family members as well. So large crowds. There was one boy, Samuel, the 11-year-old, he got invited to a KU basketball game. And the crowd gave him a standing ovation. 16,000 people gave him a standing ovation. It's all on camera. You know, he smiles. He looks at his parents. He looks down. He smiles shyly. But as soon as it was over, his mom had to take him outside because it triggered a panic attack within him. There's another, a 5-year-old girl who was on her father's shoulders when he was shot in the thigh. So she wasn't shot herself, but she was right there with her dad. And the crowds are very triggering to her, to the point that they were attending a high school graduation ceremony last spring. And the crowds became so overwhelming, she asked her parents to leave. Her dad took her to a football field away from the crowd. And despite it being, you know, sweltering heat, she broke out in goosebumps and was complaining of being cold.
So, you know, I have to think of the parents as they're trying to help their kids cope with this. How are the parents coping?
You know, there's research that suggests that these types of bullet wounds, gunshot wounds, they spread to the families all around them. So in kids, you see marked increases in the year after they're shot in things like pain, but also substance abuse issues and also mental health issues. But you also see increases in their family members, even when they weren't attending the parade themselves. Again, the 11-year-old Samuel, his parents were working the day of the parade. He actually attended with his grandfather and an uncle. But his parents are the ones who are dealing with a lot of the fallout. They're helping their son navigate the trauma. And the father's been able to get into counseling, which has been very helpful for him, giving him strategies to help his son navigate, you know, just an unbelievable trauma. The mother's been helping her son as well, but she's a Spanish speaker, and getting into Spanish language therapy was a lot more difficult than getting into English language therapy. So she's not been able to do that. She is quite the community member herself there, though. She's like one of these people who connects people all around her. So she has a lot of community support.
And Bram, it's only been 6 months. I mean, we haven't even started the season yet since this happened. What are experts telling you about the potential long-term impacts of this trauma?
You know, the impacts of trauma are ongoing. You know, you can't expect someone to turn the page in 6 months, but also it seems that a lot of these people will be impacted really for the rest of your lives, and you can't blame them. it's quite the thing to experience this kind of gun violence, to be shot as a child, or to be there when your parents get shot when you're a child. It's the kind of thing that can really stay with you forever. So it's something that the kids will need to be continuing to work on. It's something that's going to be part of their lives, and something that, you know, hopefully they'll be getting the support they need from their family members, even from professionals, for as long as they need it.
Bram, as a reporter covering this story, and, you know, you've covered several aspects of it, I know, you know, what are your hopes for what your readers and what people listening now get out of your reporting?
You know, I think our hopes are that the incident and these people who were impacted by it are not forgotten. I think very quickly we can move on as a society. We can move on from things like this, especially something like the Super Bowl parade, where thankfully, because of where it was located, right by all these hospitals, there was only one person who died. And there's a tendency to move on from those things. In Kansas City, you know, there were mass shootings in Kansas City, like in the weeks that followed this incident. So it quickly got bumped from the headlines. But these people are going to continue to be impacted. They are continuing to be impacted 6 months later, and they will continue to be impacted much further down the line, years from now. And I think that's really something that we hope people will take away, is that this is not something, even when it fades from the headlines, it's not something that the people who experienced it are done feeling, dealing with, not even close.
This is Bram Sable-Smith, KFF Health News Midwest correspondent, has been tracking families since the Super Bowl parade shooting in Kansas City. Thank you very much for the visit today on KMOX.
Thanks for having me.